This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Thousands remain without power after Xcel Energy cut it off to reduce the wildfire risk amid high winds and ultra-dry conditions today. President of Xcel's Colorado operations, Robert Kennedy, said the move was a precautionary measure.
We will be proactively de-energizing our power lines in certain of our communities. So there are approximately 49,000 customers that will be impacted in five counties. That's Boulder, Larimer, Jefferson, Weld, and Clear Creek.
Xcel has said the power is supposed to be turned on around 6 p.m., but might take time depending on conditions. They're also warning of another possible power cut due to weather conditions on Friday as well. Meanwhile, law enforcement is advising people to be careful tonight, treating intersections with traffic signals that are off because of the electricity, to treat them as four-way stops, and to watch for debris that may be hard to see on the roadway. A bill that will help finish a clean water project in southeastern Colorado passed the Senate and is headed to the president. The bill addresses the incoming increasing cost of finishing the Arkansas Valley conduit. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett.
Cutting local costs by lowering the interest rate and providing more flexible repayment terms. This is a common sense solution to ensure that southeast Colorado can afford safe and reliable drinking water.
Colorado's delegation has worked for years to get this project done. It was originally signed into law by President John F. Kennedy. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.